They've done it again. They've done it again. Disney have made a woke remake of one of their classic old genre-defining feature-length classics. They've done it again. I'm Johnny Massacre and welcome to my show. Yes, Disney are remaking Snow White and they've cancelled the dwarves because dwarves are offensive and they have replaced the dwarves with the most diverse group of individuals, probably non-binary and gender non-conforming, you can possibly imagine. Who is with me? Give me a hell yeah! So some pictures leaked of Snow White, the remake of Snow White, and it has piqued people's interest, how shall we say. So here is here is a leaked video of Disney's forthcoming remake of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. And it kind of looks worse than a typical cosplay you would see in and around Halloween in Tokyo, where I live. Actually, the cosplay for Disney movies and Snow White, in my opinion, looks infinitely better than the Disney remake. So according to American Wire News, Disney's new politically correct characters have been destroyed on Twitter. Robbie Starbuck on Twitter says, the woke Disney Snow White story has only gotten more ridiculous. After seeing the huge backlash, Disney lied to the media saying they were fake. Some, like the AV Club, even ran headlines saying they were obviously fake. Now Disney admits to the Daily Beast that they are real. So Disney have first of all race swapped Snow White. Now it is Latinx or Latinx. It's Snow Brown or Snow Latinx, and the seven highly diverse gender non-conforming magical creatures, as you can see on the right. So apparently they got rid of dwarves because dwarves are offensive. I'm not really understanding what's offensive about a dwarf, because dwarves do exist. I thought the left get angry when American people wear kimonos, right? You saw some of those batshit crazy Hollywood female celebrities wear kimonos and people said, you're culturally appropriating Japan, you're stealing their culture. Okay. I've heard woke BLM members out here in Tokyo say, I hate it when I see white people with dreads. That's ours, you're culturally appropriating our stuff. And I've heard the same people go crazy when white people take the role of someone who's traditionally black, or a white person takes the role of an Asian person. So, how is it the case, therefore, going by those people's logic, who support Disney and everything that they do and make creative decisions at Disney, that it's okay to give the role of a dwarf to someone else? I can't understand the logic here, but you're not supposed to, because there is no logic. Woke people, they're constantly looking for confirmation bias to prove their theory that they've come up with before they've seen any evidence. They're just looking for racism everywhere. The more racism, or how can we call it? The more you can find examples of judging people unfairly, the more it proves their theory that we need to redistribute wealth and introduce socialism to rebalance everything. They can find examples of an imbalance everywhere. Even in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Oh, look. The dwarves are kind of an insensitive character, so let's just replace it with someone else. But ironically, you're actually taking away the opportunity from real dwarves to play dwarves, who want to play dwarves. So Disney have actually gone and done this. They've gotten rid of the dwarves. The dwarves were all white males, but now they're females, they're all different colors, they're all different heights. Some of them are dwarves, some of them aren't dwarves. And it kind of looks, it doesn't look real, does it? You can see why people thought this was fake. Because apparently this is costing over $100 million to make. Where the fuck did your budget go? The dwarves wearing a bunch of, well, they're not dwarves, the gender non-conforming, non-binary, magical creatures look like they got their clothes from a second-hand store, not from the $100 million plus budget. And here is Snow White. So she's race swapped and now she is Latinx. So this leaked. Everyone's going mad about it. I kind of knew that this was coming. I refrained from making an episode on it. With hindsight, maybe I should have. But I wanted to say, now that the Little Mermaid is out of the way with the race swapping of Ariel, the next thing on the woke altar is going to be Snow White, and it's going to be insanely woke. We knew that they were race swapping the main character, but we hadn't seen much more of it. This is the only shit that's come out of it, the only thing, this little leak. And as you can see from that, it's even woker than we first thought. They got rid of the dwarves for political correctness, and it just looks dreadful, would you not say? So the news is reporting on this. Yahoo News says, critics slam wokeness as live-action Snow White appears to ditch the seven dwarves. In recent on-set photos, which leaked last week, the racially and gender-diverse cast can be seen consisting of mostly able-bodied, fully-grown individuals, with the exception of one person with dwarfism. So they did shoehorn one dwarf in there. The thing is, these are kind of, it's not the kind of dwarves that we know today, people with growth problems. This was a mythical creature, so of course you need a small person to play them. It's obviously not very offensive, but they have to find offensive stuff everywhere to justify bullying you and strong-arming you and taking control of everything and accruing more power, taking control of Disney, taking control of all their franchises, taking control of all your favorite video games. Everything is up for grabs in the world of wokeness, even the dwarves. You can find racism or prejudice fucking anywhere if you're a wokester. It's a full-time job. So, Business and Politics also reported on this. They said, Disney takes back claim that photos of new politically correct Snow White movie were fake. After rushing to claim the new diverse pictures of Snow White and the group formerly known as the Seven Dwarfs were fake, Disney disingenuously reversed course and is now saying the photos were not official, claiming there was a misunderstanding in a correction notice. Okay. So there you go. Snow White is going to be mad woke. This movie's slated for 2024. And the first thing we've seen of it is woke. Can you imagine how woke the rest of the movie is going to be? The mind boggles. So, lots of news outlets running with this story right now, and it follows a trend with Disney with race swapping and diversifying everything. You can see here Peter Pan, recently released by Disney, they changed him into Patel Pan. They race swapped Peter Pan and they made a Whammon, a boss Whammon, the star of the show, kicking everyone's ass. And that's what's going to happen in this movie. So the main actress is actually on camera explaining how the prince is not going to rescue her. This is 2023, man. I love this. This is the excuse for wokeness. Why are you destroying this franchise and making it really political and purposefully trying to divide the fan base to make everybody argue so you can use people arguing and being upset over your aberration as evidence that what you did is the right thing and we need more wokeness? They want you to be pissed off about this stuff. They absolutely want it. So, in Snow White, it's going to be another girl boss. She's going to kick everyone's ass. The prince is not going to rescue her. That is true. And it's obviously going to flop because Peter Pan flopped. You can see here the direct with the headline, Peter Pan and Wendy gets worst ever audience score for Disney live action remake. The Little Mermaid 2023 film, it has to make about $650 million to break even. Its budget is $250 million, not taking into account advertising and PR costs and all that. Box office currently stands at $550 million, so it's about $100 million short of breaking even. Again, they race-swapped the character. They disrespected the cultural heritage of the franchise, and people didn't like it. So that is also a flop. Peter Pan is a flop. The Little Mermaid is also a flop. According to Banning Into Comics, they say Little Mermaid needs $625 million to break even. It's about $100 million short of that. And other Disney films are flopping. So you've got Ant-Man and the Wasp, right? Going to put a woman in there. Let's make it diverse. Indiana Jones diversified it. Put a female character in there to emasculate Indy and steal the show. Then you had this thing, Elemental, with a non-binary character. Disney just cannot stop. Bomb after bomb after bomb. Ant-Man, Indiana Jones, Elemental, whatever it's called. The Little Mermaid, Peter Pan. The next one is going to be Snow White. Now, these films have all been in development for some years. So I'm guessing that this could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. I hope they take note from this, because you'd like to think they can't keep hemorrhaging money. But this is what people don't understand. They want Disney to hemorrhage money. If they want to take over Disney, they have to destroy it first. Disney's a cultural institution. The Marxists have to destroy everything. When Mao had his cultural revolution, he had to erase and destroy everything, because the institutions are so strong. The family unit, religion, the American dream, the Constitution, Disney, these classic tales that make children grow up to be wholesome and aspire to great things, they have to destroy it. So the woke investors who bankroll Disney, I believe they want to destroy Disney. They want it to go bankrupt. They want to bring it all down. Because if everything is bankrupt at the same time and there's no other competition because everything is woke and been bought out by woke investors, then it doesn't matter if you fail, because you're all failing at the same time and no one's there to take your place, because you're all on the same paycheck as the people who give you the ESG funds. I think this is a controlled demolition. And they want you to be pissed off. They want you to be pissed off. They want you to argue. They want you to react so they can cancel you. So they use this wokeness to cancel people. You've seen it so many times. It started with Ghostbusters. Remember that? They put loads of women in the film. I don't want to watch a film about four women pissing around busting ghosts. It's just unrealistic. That's the job of a man. And so they put women in that franchise. People didn't like it. And then they called you a sexist when you said, I don't want to watch this, because you're fucking it up with your ridiculous victimized feminism. They do it again and again and again and again. They did it with Little Mermaid. And what did they call you when you didn't like the Little Mermaid? They called you a racist. And they're going to say the same thing if you don't like the race swapping of Snow White. They're going to call you a racist. But the original Snow White story, the literary tale, says that Snow White's skin was white as snow. It's in the title. She's a white person. Even with that, they still say, oh, it's for modern audiences. That doesn't mean anything. It doesn't have any meaning. What does that even mean? It's for modern audiences. What they're demanding it? No one's actually demanding this, proved by the fact people are going bankrupt for it. That's not an excuse for making woke shit. They just do it because they want to take over your franchise. Of course, all the actors and actresses involved are going to say that, because they sell their soul when they sign these contracts and they can't be free anymore and they have to espouse the woke nonsense. All this comes down to is taking over your favorite franchise, pushing the propaganda and pushing socialism on you. Mao basically did this in communist China. He instilled the communist narrative everywhere. The class narrative, the oppressor versus the oppressed, the landowner versus the peasants, it was everywhere. And if you questioned the communist propaganda of the fact that there were oppressors and the oppressed, then you were basically cancelled and thrown into a gulag. In the same way, if you question the fact that everyone's doing all this race swapping stuff, which is the same thing, oppressor versus oppressed, these oppressed minorities, we have to atone for that by race swapping, then you're also going to be cancelled. So they do this in order to virtue signal in a demagogic fashion, in a populist fashion, appealing to all the poor minorities, and at the same time, they can therefore cancel you if you don't share their ideology. It's a complete cultural and ideological takeover. And they will call you a subversionist like they did in communist China, but they'll just call you a racist. As proved by this story on NBC News that says Rachel Zegler, who's playing Snow White, refers to comments over her casting in Snow White as nonsensical discourse. The Latina actor, who is of, oh, that's a bit sexist, isn't it? Assuming her gender, isn't it Latinx or Latinx? The Latina actor, who is of Colombian and Polish heritage and starred in Steven Spielberg's West Side Story remake, was referring to racist comments about her casting. So if you call this out, you're a racist. Essentially, these people are socialist. They want to rebalance society, give someone a job based on their group identity and not because of their actual skills or anything like that. And if you question communism, and that's what it is, you're going to be called a terrible person and you're going to be cancelled. Do you see how this trick works? Very, very, very clever trick. This article espouses the woke narrative. They say, while some social media users criticize the casting choices for the Seven Dwarfs, racist comments about Zegler, who is Latina, being selected as the beloved Disney princess, also resurfaced. Okay, so if a white person was to play Kunta Kinte, do you think the people on the left would say, that's all right, it's for modern audiences? Of course they wouldn't, proving that this is dishonest. It's just Marxism. They have one oppressor. White people are just bad. This is just a hatred of white people. That's all it is. And that's central to the leftist narrative. It's all about valuing you on group identity and rearranging society using that as a pretext. That's what this is all about. Even your favorite Disney movies. Time to brainwash your kids. So Halle Bailey did the same thing in Little Mermaid. This headline on today.com says, Halle Bailey says she expected to face racist backlash for Little Mermaid casting. Okay, so it's racist if you question a black person taking a white person's role. But if a white person takes a black person's role, what do you think they're going to say? They're going to call that extremely racist. They are hypocrites. So if you want a little bit more information about how unbelievably woke Snow White's going to be, not featuring a prince rescuing Snow White, which is part of the hero's journey, which is part of the archetypes that are burned into our personalities from a very young age that are almost as relevant as instincts themselves. Well, I've got this video for you. Here is the lead actress talking about what Snow White's going to be like.
You said you were bringing a modern edge to it on stage. What do you mean by that?
I just mean that it's no longer
1937. What does this even mean? Okay, it's no longer 1937. Okay, so times have changed. So that means this classic tale, it was the first full-length animated feature film by Disney that's regarded as the greatest animation of all time, better than even the best CGI today, that built your company. It's so legendary, timeless, and classic. That's bad because time has changed. Isn't the whole point of this that because it's not 1937 anymore, we have to respect it because this was the best thing that Disney ever made? Like back then, we weren't gyrating in front of kids in school with Ku Klux Trans Story Hour. The family was a much stronger unit. Society was much more morally upstanding. Aren't there things we can learn from the past as opposed to, well, it happened all this time ago, so let's just throw it away? I don't understand. It's not an argument. It's not this year anymore, so we can just destroy it and make it shit. No, the fact that it's not this year anymore means you need to respect that year because that's why you're making this movie. That year made the greatest animation of all time.
Absolutely wrote a Snow White that
she's not going to be saved by the prince.
She's not going to be saved by the prince, and she's not going to be dreaming about true love. She's dreaming about becoming the leader she knows she can be. And
oh my fucking God. So no love. Love is probably the most relatable thing you could possibly put in a story. Again, it's an archetype. You got the hero, you got the princess. This is burned into our psyche from a young age. It's relevant to us on a deep subconscious level. That's why you see these popular stories making hundreds of millions of dollars being told again and again and again all across different nations. We're just going to throw all that away because it's not about doing the right thing or making a good story. It's what I want. It's what I want to do. We're going to encourage young girls not to fall in love, not to have a family, just be a miserable, old, sour, feminist bitch. That's what this movie is made for. These feminists who are never going to watch the movie. It's complete and utter insanity. Who the fuck wants to watch that? Snow White pissing around, going to kick everyone's asses? What is this? It's a feminist movie. They're politicizing the movie. They want you to be angry. And when you're angry, that will be used as evidence that it was necessary to make this movie. And they need to make more movies like this. It's a self-perpetuating cycle of power and dominance.
That her late father told her that she could be if she was fearless, fair, brave, and true. And so
what kind of woman doesn't want to be rescued by a strapping prince? Really, tell me.
Oh, it's just a really incredible story for, I think, young people everywhere to see.
Mate, that's going to turn women into miserable old hags who are going to die alone on a drip. It's not a good message for kids anywhere. So this movie is going to be woke as shit.
Selves in.
Snow White is running for president.
launching my campaign. I am.
Okay. Probably worth a shag, but that's just about it. Now, Gal Gadot in the background, she's playing the witch in Snow White. So you've got this unbelievably hot babe who's going to be playing the witch. This just shows you how fucked up Hollywood is. They're desperately trying to destroy beautiful women because the people who write it or the people who it's written for are ugly as crap. And so they can't stand people being more beautiful than them. They've got a lot of time on their hands because no man wants them. And so therefore, just like ironically in Snow White, they want to destroy all beauty. And if they can do that, then relatively speaking, suddenly they'll become attractive. Those are the people this movie is clearly written for. And it is going to be all kinds of horrible. You bet your ass. You bet your ass. So there you go. Snow White. Race swap the main character. The dwarves are now offensive. They're going to be called magical creatures. It's going to be woke. It's going to be terrible. But it follows a pattern. We've seen it before with Little Mermaid. We saw it with Patel Pan. We see it again and again and again. How long will it continue for? Wokeness knows no bounds. As various people have been saying recently, like Critical Drinker and so on, Piers Morgan, they always want more and more and more. These people don't function based on reality. They're programmed to find things that support their ideology, their beliefs, that everything is racist, everything is oppressive, and to destroy anyone who disagrees. Find racism everywhere. It's in Snow White. It's in the fucking dwarves. It's in Little Mermaid. It's in your fucking coffee. It's in your fucking milk. It's in Street Fighter 6. It's in sport. It's fucking everywhere. Give me some money. I'm going to talk about it on TV. And we're going to rectify it. We're going to change it all. We're going to race swap it. We're going to gender swap it. And then this will be a bastion of leftism. All the people who fuck with this, who do you think they're voting for? They're voting for a leftist president. Let's turn this into a leftist propaganda vehicle. These people are never satisfied. Once you're in the cult, you've got to seek out more things to sustain the cult. You've got to seek out as much racism and prejudice as you can. It will never end. There's no racism in Snow White. There's no prejudice in the dwarves. It's a beautiful, wholesome, mystical family tale. And that's it. These people will never be satisfied, and there's no limit to it. So to stop it, I recommend not even hate watching it. Don't even go to hate watch it. Don't give it the time of day. Do not go and watch it. Even though I believe these activists are keeping this shit afloat and they're purposefully trying to destroy these things so they can take over them, there has to come a point when all the money is gone and it can't exist anymore. So the best way to advance that end is to not even hate watch it. Do not even hate watch it. That's my advice if you want to make this stuff go away. I'm Johnny Masker, and if you're just joining us, we're talking about Snow White and the seven dwarves, being woke and looking terrible. But if you have been watching from the beginning, then stop your grinning and drop your linen, donate some cash, and let's keep winning. Streamlabs.com/Johnny Masker. The more you donate, the more of me you are going to get. Thank you, everyone, for your comments. Dr. Vosknocker says, we need someone to make an MLK film with a white guy and watch the woke implode under their own rules. But that's all right, because it's like 2023, right? It's like 2023, man. You know, that's a reason. I'm going to go fucking rob a bank. And when someone says, why are you robbing a bank? It's 2023, man. Like, you know, like, get with it, dude. Times change. If I want to do some stupid shit and justify it, I'm just going to say a number. And like, we're here in that number now. Can I keep doing this stupid shit? Bezos will keep pumping money into this shit, says Slavs in the comments. Milky T says, oh, Snow White and the Sleven Dwarves. The Sneven Dwarves. Haha, so, yeah, like Milky T says, it's going to bomb just like all the other live-action Disney films. I do agree. So thank you everyone for watching. Just wanted to bring you that news. Everyone's talking about that. Much love to you and take care.